We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Then from that day forth, they took counsel together for to put him to death. Now, who took counsel? Religious leaders? Rulers? Those in authority? They got together to kill Jesus. What a crime. Here he is, the Son of God. Here he is fulfilling the prophecies of the Old Testament. Here he is in line with all the prophets said about him. Anybody could read the Old Testament and see it. But the blind were leading the blind, and they fell into a ditch. That's what he said had happened. Whenever you get where people stand in pulpits that no longer believe what the prophets say, now that sort of situation you have all over the country today, now it's the same sort of condition back there. Now you'll find out, if you read very carefully, some of these Jews believed on Jesus. Some didn't, see. They held to traditions. And there they were. They were blinded by their position and by their authority. They liked to be called rabbi and saluted. They liked to head up things. Anybody that dared to cross them was a freelancer. Anybody that dared to cross them was guilty of blasphemy in their estimation. They were blind. The blind leading the blind. And here's a conspiracy now to put the Son of God to death. The one that was the Lamb slain the foundation of the world. The one that John, the great servant of God, said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." Here the one who is to die, and this man called attention to it as a prophet, and said, "One is to die for the people, and all children of God are going to be headed up in him sometime." They saw it, some of them did, but some of them didn't. So it is today. Men and women, let me tell you something. You are facing today that's undermining of authority. Undermining of authority. If you have no authoritative Bible, then you have no authoritative Christ, because all you know about Christ, the Bible told you. I remember when I was a young fellow, modernism began to come in. Preacher said, "Well, I believe in an authoritative Jesus." All right, you do. But what do you know about Jesus, except what the Bible told you? Now, go find out something about it. Bible said he is born of a virgin. You believe in an authoritative Bible? If you don't believe in the authority of Jesus. If the Bible isn't authoritative, you haven't any Jesus. Who has any authority? He said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and earth." He said that. Now they're going to kill him. They're getting together, conspiracy to kill him. Had a council about it. To kill the Son of God, the source of all life and all power. Well, you know what they're doing today? They're not killing him anymore. But they're shoving him around. They're pushing his cross out of sight, except as a symbol of sacrifice. Other words, they say he died like a martyr died. He didn't die like a martyr. The martyrs were killed. Jesus laid his life down. He didn't die like anybody else. Nobody killed Jesus. They tried to kill him, but they couldn't. He said, "No man takes my life from me. I lay it down to myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again." He died a vicarious substitutional death. He was a lamb slain, the foundation of the world. As John the Baptist called him, he was a Lamb of God. Now, everybody ought to have understood that, and some of them did. Some of them didn't, and some of them didn't want to understand it. They were afraid of him. They were afraid of his holiness. They were afraid of his purity. They were afraid of his power. They were afraid they'd lose their jobs. They were afraid somebody might tackle them on their throne of power and overthrow some of the bosses in the realm of religion. It's more or less the same problem today. You know, a great religious boss has always been afraid of an independent something. You let an independent something start, and his boss gets scared, a religious boss. You take when John Wesley in Whitfield and Charles Wesley came along, and that great revival that swept over England across the Atlantic Ocean, one of the great movements of all time. They were regular, too. They were regular in the institution, all that kind of thing. They went to a regular school and belonged to a regular family, lined up their people in a regular church. But they came with a message of personal salvation, assurance of being saved. They kicked them out, and old John went out on his father's tombstone and preached the gospel. They were persecuted, talked about, misrepresented, cast out, and went out in the world as freelancers, condemned. Why, all of your crowd started that way. All of these forces started that way. Christianity started that way. Don't believe in a freelance? Well, you don't believe in John the Baptist, eh? he was irregular. You don't believe in Paul then, he was irregular. You don't believe in Peter then, he was irregular. The man that you call the irregular, see, they weren't regular fellas. Now here they are, they said, let's kill him. Form the council. Listen, the worst thing ever been done to Jesus Christ hasn't been done by drunkards, hasn't been done by bums, it's been done by religious bosses. It's happening today. Men and women, you're facing terrible times. If you take an authoritative Bible away, you have no authority over souls of men. You don't know about Jesus. You don't know about his blood. You don't know about the consequences of sin. You can't know the way of salvation if there's no Bible. And if the Bible isn't authoritative, if I can't believe what it says about this life, how can I believe what it says about the next life? Jesus said to Nicodemus, if I told you earthly things, you don't believe them. How will you believe me if I tell you heavenly things? You better get back to your Bible. And let me tell you something. All the people I know in the world, and I know a great many of them, all the people I know the Bible believe it. These modernists don't know it. They don't know the Bible. They know what somebody said about it, but they don't know it. I've never known a man or woman in the world that knows the Bible but believes what the Bible says. It's the folks that don't know it. As a matter of fact, you can't know it until you're born again. You have to be a Christian to know it. You have to be saved to know it. You have to have spiritual understanding and spiritual apprehension. If you haven't got that, you can't know it. Now, what a tragic picture this is. Here's the Son of God. Never harmed anybody. Undefiled. Spotless, sinless Son of God. And here's religion and the leaders and the bosses having a council to kill him. Think of it. Not because he is bad, but because he was good. Not because he is bad, but because they were bad. There's nothing against Jesus, nothing against the Bible. The Bible indicts man. The Bible says you're a sinner. Man doesn't like that. The Bible says you're going to hell. Man doesn't like that. The Bible says you can't save yourself, and man doesn't like that because Adam and Eve thought they could, you know. They listened to the devil and believed the devil's lie, that man could become like God. And they went out on that course, and they're still hoping to do it. See, the devil still got the world fooled. And we build our schools and colleges and universities and leave them without God sooner or later, leave them powerless, leave them with the mob spirit, some of them, like we've had manifested here lately. May the Lord God help us to see it. What you ought to do with your children in your home is to get them together, get down the old Bible and dust it off and read it to them. Read the Ten Commandments to them. Read the law and the gospel and the prophets. Read the New Testament. Read about the blood of Jesus. Read what Jesus told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Read to them what John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God that take away the sin of the world. Tell them that Jesus died for them. Tell them his blood can cleanse them from sin. Tell them that there's salvation in no other name except his name. You need to get back there. And I'll tell you right now, you haven't much time either. You give us about one more generation like we're going, you'll see what'll happen. There is today no great, outstanding, dominant, orthodox, evangelistic, fighting voice that's being heard today. Not a one in the world. Not one anywhere. There are a few leaders with limited influence. But you know, there's no evangelist in America like Billy Sunday that stood in the old days and defied the world and defied all the forces of the be and the ecclesiastical bosses and stood up there and said, this is the word of God. And he was cussed from one end of this country to the other. And no modernist flirted with him or had him around. They knew where he stood. We need a voice like that today, widely heard and words courageously given to a world that's in a mess. We have no such voice in a great worldwide sense today. There's none in England. There's none in America. Everybody today is more or less going along, see, going along. And they're going along with the enemies of the Son of God. They're going along with the folks that deny his blood and his deity and his saving grace and salvation in his name. They deny his virgin birth. And they're going along subtly leading you step by step away and leading your children away. We're facing terrible conditions. And they took counsel to put our Lord to death. Oh, Lord Jesus, we're so glad they couldn't do it. We're so glad that you laid your life down and they couldn't take it. You rose again. We know you're alive evermore because you are our Savior. We thank thee for thy grace. Keep us faithful to thee. And we thank thee thou art always near when we need thee most. And we need thee now. Hear us this prayer for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.